All right, we are back. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're just tuning in, I have my show every Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, to learn more. I want to share several things with you. I actually was cleaning out a closet and found some really good ideas for tiny self-care ideas for the soul, for the body, and for the mind. So I'm going to share a few with you. If you are in any kind of funk or you're looking for some ideas to boost your mental, physical, emotional health, here we go. So imagine you're your own best friend. So if you were, what would you tell yourself right now? And look in the mirror and say it. So I don't think you'd be saying like, ugh, look at your hair or why you dress like that. You might be saying something nicer, right? We tend to be our own worst critics. So think about that. Imagine you're your own best friend. Check in with your emotions. Just sit quietly. We don't have those moments enough, right? To just sit quietly. Lindy was talking about that, going on a road trip, being alone. So sit there and just name without judgment what you're feeling right now. And maybe think about like taking some deep breaths and trying to figure out, you know, checking in what's going on with you. I will say this, if you are struggling, UCI has some outstanding resources here at the campus. There's the UCI Counseling Center. There's also Wellness, Health, and Counseling Services. And I'm going to give that email out, and there's a website too. I'll give you the number, 949-824-4642. And they have all kinds of things. I've had a chance to get to know Tony over in the wellness office. They do yoga. They do different walks around the campus. The Counseling Center, 949-824-6457, provides many mental health services to enrolled UCI undergraduate and graduate students. So there's lots of resources here at the campus. So let me get back to this, and then I'll share some other stuff. Writing out your thoughts. So the only thing I personally was good at when I was a student was writing. And it was mostly creative writing, nothing like English composition or anything like that. So maybe think about going outside, Aldrich Park, bringing a blanket, bringing a snack, whatever, your favorite drink, for 15 minutes or anything, you know, any amount of time, and writing down your thoughts, right? Or if you can't quite formulate it yet, just lie down, stare at the sky, look at the clouds, just take that pause and dial into yourself. And just taking those moments of silence sometimes can really help us figure out what it is we're struggling with and maybe a solution to that issue that we're struggling with. But having those moments to just also just appreciate nature. And here on campus, we have this gorgeous park, beautiful campus, lots of spaces where we can dial into, you know, health and well-being. Just take a pause and choose who you spend your time with today. So hang out with people who, what I call radiators, who emit enthusiasm and positivity, and not drains, whose pessimism and negativity robs energy. So you kind of know those people, right? They talk negatively about people. It just kind of sucks the energy out of you. It doesn't make you feel good. But hang out with those people who are really positive and enthusiastic and make you feel good. You'll know. You'll definitely know. Sometimes on campus, and I know Tony Martinez in the wellness office does this, they have opportunities where they bring puppies to campus. Look out for those opportunities. I actually think there's one today, maybe, the 17th and 18th. I think it was they were doing some kind of event on campus. I'm going to look it up. And I'll post an update on my show page. But they typically do this where people line up and they get to hang out with cute dogs and puppies. And it's really, really fun, super fun event. Again, you might want to just look up on the wellness Instagram page of UCI, Student Wellness and Health Promotion, and see if they have anything listed for this week. They usually do it close to finals and things like that, or midterms. Try to make a small connection. You know, there's a lot of social anxiety. There's a lot of people who get uncomfortable. Small talk is not a thing necessarily anymore, and people spend a lot of time on their phones. And even if it's complimenting someone like, hey, I like your cool sneakers, or whatever you want to say about them just to strike up a conversation, you never know who you'll meet by maybe taking that first step. And it's really hard to take that first step. But just, you know, even if you're, again, you're in Aldrich Park, you're somewhere on campus, try to make new connections, because social health is so important to your well-being. And again, Lindy and I talked about that, my first guest, where, you know, being alone is good, but then you do need those people in your life to give you a boost, because we get too comfortable being alone and binge watching and scrolling. This is a good one. Have a self-date. Spend an hour alone doing something that nourishes you, whether it's reading, maybe it's playing an instrument, visiting a museum or a gallery, doing something on campus. There's lots of different shows on campus. This is the Barclay, there's the Claire Trevor. Always something happening here. And you never know, when you're alone, again, you might meet some new faces. You can also take a home spa. You can take a long bath or a shower. You can just lounge around in your favorite comfy clothes. Just be chill and, you know, take a pause from whatever it is you're struggling with. That homework, that test you have to study for, will always be there, but taking time to really rejuvenate can go a long, long way. And don't forget to ask for help. Big or small, reach out. Again, there's plenty of amazing resources on campus. Okay, I'm going to mention a few of these other ideas, and I want to share some other stuff with you. Here's some tiny self-care ideas for the mind. So, as I said earlier, go cloud watching. Lie on your back. You can bring a friend to do this. Relax and watch the sky. I'm sure you did this when you were little, right? You're like, there's a dinosaur. There's Snoopy. Whatever it is, just chill and look up at the sky. You'll feel completely different and be thankful you did. Let's see. Pay attention to something you usually do on autopilot, perhaps brushing your teeth, driving, eating. Eating's a big one. A lot of times we rush through eating. There's something I've done before many times where I do a chocolate meditation. So it's like 5 minutes, and I get people to close their eyes and sit quietly. And within the 5 minutes, there's a complete transformation, because it's probably the only time in your day where you've actually stopped and paused and focused on your breath and the sound of silence or birds or, you know, anything. And so focusing on, let's say, eating or something you enjoy. So we do chocolate, right? So you can pick whatever chocolate you like, and you just, before you open the wrapper, because we do things very fast, we unravel it, we throw it in our mouth, we chew it, we're done. But enjoy it, savor it, think about the flavors, think about the texture. Just slowing down, whether it's chocolate or that cup of coffee or that piece of pizza or whatever it is, just trying to take a pause and slow down autopilot is so important. Decluttering. Oh my gosh, clutter makes me crazy. If you have a lot of clutter, sometimes it's hard to be really clear on your thoughts, and it can keep you from being productive. It can really affect you in so many ways. So take, even if it's 30 minutes or an hour, and go through stuff like make piles, donate, throw out, give away to your friends, anything. But you'd be amazed what clutter can do to you, but cleaning out the clutter really does wonders. Also, and again, Lindy mentioned this first half, get out of your comfort zone. Exploring new things, whether those things are on campus or off campus, or being bold, and you're at a museum and you strike up a conversation with someone. Just getting out of your comfort zone, trying to get out of your head, turning your phone off, taking a tech break, and just putting yourself out there, because so many times, and I've mentioned this before, I do not feel like going to something. I don't feel like making the effort, or I want to cancel at the last minute, and I have done that. When you really do make that effort and you really do go, you will be pleasantly surprised. You really will. I mean, the unexpected of meeting someone or learning something new, or, you know, being moved some way emotionally, intellectually, can do wonders on your mental health. I will put more details up on my show page, but I want to share a story with you. I don't know if any of you have heard of this news story called Call a Boomer. Call a Boomer. It's a feel-good social experiment that's been covered by numerous outlets, and I'm going to share a little bit about it. It was covered in the Boston Globe because it takes place in Boston. So here's what it is. There's a bright yellow payphone labeled Call a Boomer. It's been set up near Commonwealth Avenue, or as people in Boston call Com Ave, by Boston University's Pavement Coffee House, When someone picks up the receiver on the Boston end, it automatically connects to another phone at a senior living complex in Reno, Nevada. That's about 3,000 miles away. The idea is simple. Encourage spontaneous conversations between younger people, often college students, and older adults, boomers. So this idea of intergenerational connections is a win-win, because a lot of times older adults, they're lonely. They don't get a lot of visitors. This happened in the pandemic. There was a lot of loneliness and depression because people couldn't come visit them. When you connect college students with boomers, magic happens. So here's why it's happening. The project is organized by Matter Neuroscience, a startup that studies emotional well-being and aims to bridge generational divides and combat loneliness among populations that often feel isolated, both seniors and younger adults. Participants on both ends can pick up without coins or cost. So here's what people are saying. Some students and seniors find it fun and uplifting. One senior said she smiled more in days, she smiled more than she has in many days because of the conversations. Organizers hope these impromptu calls remind people that human connection matters beyond just algorithms and social media. So here's where it's located. The Boston phone booth sits in a high traffic area near Comm Ave, chosen for its proximity to students, because that's where Boston University is. The paired phone in Nevada is in the lobby game room of a senior housing complex. And it's really a fantastic testament to connection and alleviating loneliness. So you can look it up online. Again, it is called Call a Boomer. I'll put this up on the show blog a little later. All right, so previously in the show, I talked about Nikki Riceberg, a former social media executive turned advocate. She's helping the public understand what's happening in real time with regards to social media and the detriments on young people. And right now, there's been a lot of trials happening in Washington, D.C. Social media is being held accountable, and families and plaintiffs are suing major platforms like Meta, YouTube, Snap, and TikTok, alleging that these companies deliberately designed features, infinite scrolling, autoplay, and engagement-maximizing algorithms that intentionally addict children and harm their mental health. Experts and internal company research are being examined in court, and some legal analysts are comparing this case to historic public health lawsuits like those against the tobacco industry because its potential to reshape tech accountability. This trial is not just about legal arguments. It's about how technology shapes our lives, our kids' well-being, and the responsibility of tech companies to protect their users. So I will put more updates on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Nikki Riceberg has a podcast, Scrolling to Death, where she's reporting on courtroom developments, interviewing experts, and highlighting real stories of families affected by social media. I wanted to give you some other information about mental health and well-being. Researchers and mental health advocates say that social connectedness, actual in-person interactions and community, so virtual to actually in-person, can have tremendous positive impact on young adults because those genuine engagements off screens can affect you in so many ways. So there's the power to face-to-face conversations and social bonds to boost happiness and resilience. There is a rise of digital detox and offline living. I've seen it in Europe right now. There's offline clubs throughout Europe, which are really cool. People are going back to what they're calling grandma hobbies, knitting, just various things. So there's museums and coffee shops where people are knitting, they're playing nostalgic games, they're actually having conversations, and phones are not allowed, which is really cool. So there's a growing digital detox movement among Gen Z and younger adults, intentional breaks from social media, and constant screen time, with many students reporting that unplugging helps them enjoy life more, feel calmer, and be more present with friends and activities. And I have noticed that a lot of students have told me they're not even on social media, which is super cool. So they'll say, I don't have Instagram, or no, I'm not on TikTok. So people are intentionally making time for real interaction. Initiatives like screen-free days, digital Sabbaths, and group meetups like are becoming more talked about, ways for people to step back from scroll culture and create space for coffee chats, study groups. There's even book clubs. I even went to one. There was a meetup. Walks, hobbies, personal conversations. And experts point out these intentional breaks can lead to more meaningful offline socializing and mental refreshment. Students really want balance. So that's probably you if you are a student listening. They don't want total disconnect, and I get it, but they do want to have some balance. People do know, right? You know when you're spending too much time on your phone. It's the first thing you do when you wake up. It's the last thing you do when you go to sleep. And maybe even a social setting with friends, you reach for your phone. So even though social media still plays a big part in your life, some students are consciously choosing to carve out offline time. So whether it's no phone meetups, group hikes, club events, whatever it is, you will feel better. So try to have those moments with your friends or those new experiences where you are completely tech-free. Just put your phone on Do Not Disturb, or even you can put it off. So it's not just about being offline, it's being fully present, because it's hard. It's really hard. A lot of people, all different ages, are guilty of being hooked to their phone. If you're in a social setting, you're uncomfortable, you reach for your phone. Experts argue that meaningful communication, whether online or offline, matters more than just time spent on screen. So using digital tools intentionally to organize face-to-face gatherings, share plans, maintain close connections can really strengthen real-life ties and reduce loneliness. So more and more students are discovering that unplugging, even for short periods, actually helps them feel more connected, more present, more engaged with each other. People are forming real-world relationships through clubs, study groups, volunteer trips, and simple offline hangouts. And many say those moments feel more meaningful than endless scrolling. The message? Balance matters. Use tech to enhance your social life and replace it. I don't think I read that right. Use tech to enhance your social life, not replace it, and you might just find that life feels fuller, richer, and less lonely. So I'm going to post this to my show blog. Again, that's getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. If you're looking for some fun, real-world, offline ways you can connect here at UCI and disconnect for a bit, you can join a club or an organization. UCI has hundreds of student groups. I think it's over 600, from dance and arts to professional and cultural clubs. You can meet people who share your interests, learn new things. Just go to campus groups, and ASUCI offers loads of opportunities to connect in person. You can attend events and meetups. Again, I mentioned Claire Trevor School of the Arts, the Berkeley, or other events on campus. Just look out for those in-person events like concerts, lectures, festivals, student mixers, things hosted by ASUCI, and student success initiatives. There are Healthy Happenings workshops that are wellness-focused, which are fantastic. There's the Office of Civic Engagement Programs, engage with the community through internships, civic projects, and service-oriented activities. That's a really great way to get out of your funk. Helping others will really help you as well. See what else? Oh, Anita Rec Center. Rock climbing, cooking classes. They have basketball, intramural sports, fitness clubs, everything. It's so fun over there. So that's a great place, the ARC. UCI Arboretum. When it's open, the Arboretum trails and gardens are really great for relaxing, taking walks, meditation, chatting with friends, and just having those pauses outside in nature. And again, Aldridge Park, beautiful. Spend some time there, hang out with friends, be alone, look up at the sky, bring a book, listen to some music, whatever it is. There's a lot of spaces here on campus that are intentionally meant for you to take care of your mental health and well-being. Okay, so I'm going to put more ideas up on the show blog, and just think about, you know, college is really a perfect time to build real world connections. You can make friends that will last a lifetime, and there are tons of ways here at UCI you can have an off-screen life. And I hope this has been helpful to you. Top of the hour, SoCal New Waiver with Pass Forward is standing by. Great show. Stick around for that. Again, you want to find out about being a guest on my show, you can send me an email to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. If you missed any part of my conversation with Lindy West, author of Adult Braces, I will have the conversation up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. Again, the blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. I'll be back next Wednesday. You've been listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.